Accept what you get.
Huh?
Initially, I was thinking of giving this advice to grandparents. Accept what you get. But I realized that it can probably be broadened to many relationships, familial ones in particular. Let me explain what I mean. A fella came up to my table and said that I believe it was his son who married a daughter of one of their best friends. He said the relationship between he and his wife and the best friends after their daughter married his son changed. It cooled. There was a distance. I said, what's going on? I knew what was going on, but I had to make it sound like I was exploring. He said that his wife in particular felt that she was being shortchanged, that the daughter was influencing their son to spend more time with her parents. Holidays kind of stuff, you know, getting over there on Thanksgiving at 7 o'clock at night when they'd spent pretty much the whole day eating and they got the crumbs, what was left over. She's close to her parents, you know, so she's going to naturally be inclined to give more to her parents. And the son, maybe being easy going, not wanting to create conflicts, no competition, just sort of went along. And it was frustrating, this man's wife. She was reacting. She was feeling ripped off. She was disappointed in her son. She was pulling away from formerly good friends. And I said, given that I'm prone to sound bites now that I do media, I said, she needs to accept what she gets. That may sound sort of naive, perhaps harsh. Accept what you get. If you're a grandparent, what am I meaning? Well, I'm meaning time. For example, let's say that you've noticed that there is a little bit of a lopsidedness in the amount of time that the children, the grown children, whether that's your son and his wife or your daughter and her husband, spend with the other side. You don't know why that is, but it is. Or at least seems to be. Of course, you're tempted to say something, to say, or you bring out the timesheets from the last three holidays and you make note here that you got 32% and they got 68. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll lose. No, Dr. Ray, if we don't make it clear, they could just continue to, we could get down to 12% and they could get 88%. Not likely. Here's why I say accept what you get. And by the way, accept it without gritting your teeth. Accept it with some sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? Cheerful civility. Two words. Why? Because, first, you don't gain anything by forcing someone to be with you when they're feeling pulled in some other direction, for whatever the reason. You don't gain anything. If somebody's going to be around me, I want them to be around me because they want to be around me, not because they feel they have to be around me. But it isn't right, Dr. Ray. It isn't right what they're doing. Why are they going there more often? Why have they spent the last two holidays the bulk of the time at their place, and we got the leftovers? I don't know. But for whatever the reason, maybe the other side is putting pressure on them. Or maybe your daughter-in-law or son-in-law, whichever it might be, just feels like I don't want to lose the connection with my own parents, and I push harder for that than your kid pushes harder for you. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. And by the way, I'm going to give you one other reason. Got to be careful on this one. You got to make sure this ain't the reason. Maybe they're just easier to be around than you guys. I know, you don't want to think that. But that's a possibility. So, one, don't force it. Don't. Don't mention it. Don't say anything about it. If they say, we'll be over at 7 o'clock on Christmas Day, and you're thinking, wait a minute, you were there on Christmas Eve. And you know we're going to have our standard Christmas breakfast with your brother and your sister and their family here. But why can't you come over here for breakfast? And that? Don't do it. I know it's tempting. Don't do it. It makes you sound kind of like, well, I'm not getting my fair share. But Dr. Ray, it isn't right. That's irrelevant. You want to be the ones that they come to see because they want to come to see. And you can't force it. Now, I think in the long run, you'll win with that strategy. You will get more. Why? Because you haven't set up the competition. You aren't hyper-vigilant to how many minutes you're getting versus how many minutes they're getting. And for heaven's sakes, don't take it personal. Well, how could I not take it personal? I raised this child. We're good people. That's true. But you don't know the pressure or the dynamics or whatever is coming from the other direction. Well, what about my son? He should stand up. What about my daughter? She needs to say something. Well, you don't know what kind of pressure they might be living with, and they may decide it's just easier to go the path of least resistance. In any marriage, in situations like this, oftentimes the more assertive spouse gets their way. So, back to the soundbite advice. Accept what you get pleasantly, amiably. You will only win in the long run. And if you don't accept it, you will lose in the short run. You don't want somebody coming to be with you because they feel they have to, because they got to punch the time card or else you're going to be all upset. Dr. A, that is really unrealistic advice. Well, okay, you don't have to take it. Ponder it.